Welcome back to Sports Day, and let's get into the Fremantle Dockers. We're here for Kia, surprising value. It's on right now, plus all Kias come with Australia's best 7-year warranty. You can see your Kia dealer today, and Michael Walters joins us. He's been in some ripping form. He had Mark Hutchings hanging off him all game on the weekend, and he joins us now. G'day, mate. Welcome.
G'day, boys. How are you on?
What did you think of that last weekend with Mark Hutchings? Is it a little bit frustrating to have the Taggers back in the game? There's been a lot of them in different games.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is frustrating, but we have a quality midfielder. I'm just glad that each and every game it's someone else getting tagged, like Fife, Lockie Neal, or Dave Mundy. So I wouldn't like to have that every game, but it's also a challenge and something that I enjoy to try and fight through as well.
If you keep having 32 possessions and kicking 6 goals, Sonny, you're going to give it every week. So, tell us about that performance. It was, I believe, one of the best performances by a Fremantle Docker in the history. How did it feel out there?
Oh, I don't know about the best performance ever in history, because it was a good game. I had a lot of help from Aaron Sandlands, who started off the game that was hitting it down my throat, and also other boys like Nat Fife, Dave Mundy, and Lachlan also going in to get the hard ball, which allowed me to sort of get the running game going. So it wasn't just all me. I had a lot of help from the other players, which was a bonus as well.
How difficult can it be to play that half-forward role like you have for most of your career, but this year you've been pushed up into the midfield, which it looks like has given you a lot more freedom?
Yeah, it has. And the credit goes to the coaching staff. They knew I started off a bit sloppy at the start of the year, and playing in that forward pocket can be a lonely place, and if the ball's not coming down there often, you tend to get found out by that position as well. So for me to get moved in the midfield was a good idea for me, especially for myself to get into the game, and also to try and get the season back on track for myself.
Now, mate, when blokes aren't getting a kick, everyone says, oh, they must be injured. Were you injured at that time or not?
Without going into too much detail and all the boy stuff, I was a little bit injured. I had a bit of an ankle injury for the first couple of weeks. But in saying that, I declared myself fit to play, and that's what I did. But, once you do declare yourself fit to play, Hayes knows what it's like. And it's all told that, once you do declare yourself fit to play, you need to play, and you need to play play your role into the structure as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that, mate. Now, I still can't believe I'm sitting here talking to you tonight and you lost that derby last week. You blokes couldn't kick a goal to save yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, we found ourselves in funny positions where we had a chance to kick the goal, but we somehow missed it. And Brad Hill did a couple, which I back him to kick him 9 times out of 10. And also myself running in an open goal where I tried to dribble it because I thought it was under intense pressure, which, looking back on it, I didn't think I had anyone near me, and I sort of dribbled into the post. So those games are going to happen, but we just need to fight through it and think about this week.
What about the forward line on the weekend? It was very young. Cox, Kirsten, Tucker, Crozier, Nyhouse, Hayden Ballantyne, almost double the age in that group, but it's very young and developing and has certainly changed across your time.
Yeah, it has. I mean, when I first started, you had Ryan Murphy, Pav, Ballers, Chris Mayne, guys like that. Whereas now, as you said, you named all the young boys. And it's exciting for us. It's exciting for the club, it's exciting for the fans, it's exciting for the members, but also for the young boys coming in and playing their role. I mean, at times, the chemistry isn't there. But that's something that we need to make sure that we work on throughout the week during training.
Matt Tabernard, has he come in? He's been in good form. He's the key position player that the club needs to step up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Tabs has worked his butt off being back at Peel, I'm not sure exactly how many goals, but I'm pretty sure over the last 2 or 3 weeks he kicked 11 goals, and he's had knocking the ball heaps. So it's good to see him go down there and play some good footy. Consistent footy too, but as much as coming into the side, I'm not sure about that. It depends on match committee, but we know that if he does come in, no matter where he plays, whether it's Peel or Fremantle, he's going to compete and he's going to work his butt off.
Cam McCarthy been a regular up until getting his couple of weeks suspension. How's he been training away, mate? Because there's nothing worse than being out suspended when you can't play on the weekend. You just got to do all that training for nothing.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, all the mental side of things start to kick in and start to find training hard. But to Cam's credit, look at him on the training track. He's been working hard. He's been doing heaps of match simulation stuff, but also training with the team as well. But you know, to his credit, he's been working his butt off and mentally, and I bet he can't wait to get back to City, whether it's for Peel or for Freo this week.
Mate, what we see with Fremantle and Hawthorn is that you're both two new evolving teams. You've got a lot of newcomers in your side. So do of Hawthorn, mate. There's going to be a few guys that you're going to play against on the weekend with them at Domain Stadium on Saturday night that you won't have seen very often, if at all.
No, you're right. No, you're right. And also, you know, the Hawthorn players probably wouldn't have seen the majority of our young boys. So it'd be interesting. But, you know, once again, we just need to make sure we play our role. Trying to get a fast start earlier because Hawthorn do have some premiership players still led by Gerald Duffer and a senior coach like Alistair Clark as well. So we need to make sure we bring our A game because it's not going to be a walk in the park. Those young boys are going to learn off the big dogs there at Hawthorn and no doubt they're going to come out firing.
What about Harley Bunnell this week? We know he made his long-awaited comeback on the weekend, 60 minutes of footy. Has he backed it up with a good week of training?
Yeah, well, we've only pretty much, you know, because it's a short week this week, we've only had a bit of an acid flush run yesterday and today. So our main training session is going to be tomorrow, but there's no doubt that he's going to want to work his butt during training and get his recovery right for this week. So, yeah, he's excited and I bet he can't wait as well.
Well, mate, keep up the good footy. You've been playing great stuff, and we want to see you do it again. We'll be broadcasting live here on Attity 26PR. So we'll see you in action on the weekend, mate. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Too easy. Thanks, guys.